itself is just really a reminder to yourself. I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And before we do get into today's episode, I just want to say welcome to the new year. It is 2021, and I'm feeling super excited. I'm feeling a good energy. So before we do get into today's episode, let's go ahead and just play some music and just soak up all this good energy. And I'll see you guys in just a moment.
Happy New Year!
When that hate don't work, they start telling lies. Baby, work gon' bust a wide. It's that new money, let the drugs drop. I cut my bitch off when the ball drop.
So y'all know it was only right to play that song. That's like the New Year anthem, like. That song just really puts me, like, in a really, really good mood, especially on a new year, you know, fresh start, new everything. So I'm just super excited that we are here. Today is January 1st. Unfortunately, it's raining, but that doesn't stop, you know, the energy, you know, the new year energy. And I'm just super excited. You know, I already prepared for the new year. Now it's just all about, you know, just executing and accomplishing all the goals that I have planned for this year. You know, nobody's going to stop my goals, you know. Nothing at all is going to stop me from accomplishing these goals. And it's just so much in store that I have that, you know, it's all about putting in the work and being consistent, you know. You can only say so much. You can say what you're going to do, but the work, putting the work behind, you know, putting the actions behind the words that you're speaking is very, very important as well, you know. Because, like I said, what was it saying? It says actions speak louder than words. So, you know, I'm just really in go mode, you know. I'm just super excited. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, this morning I prayed. I thank God, thank the universe, you know, for seeing another day, seeing another whole new year. I'm blessed, and I hope that everybody else is blessed as well. Hope that everybody brought in the new year safely and soundly. I'm just super excited. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody has the same energy as I am, but just the goals that I have set that I know and really feel that are coming to fruition in the next few months, like, man, the universe has really shown me that anything is possible if you believe in yourself. And I just been believing in myself, you know, tapping into my higher self, you know. And also, too, one thing that I've been doing, too, is also, because growth is very, very important to me. And I've just been taking accountability. You know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, I do try to correct the things that I can correct. And I just think that me doing that is also going to help me achieve my goals. You know, me not being stuck in my ways has really been helping me grow as a woman, you know, as a person. And I'm just super proud of myself, you know, because not a lot of us are very truthful with ourselves. And we always like to run away from the truth. And I'm done running away from the truth, you know. I like to face my truth as well as my fears. And I just been writing them down and, you know, just kind of talking to myself, talking to God, and working at it every day. Nothing happens overnight. But as long as I'm making some type of step or change to correcting, you know, whatever it is about myself that I need to correct, that counts, you know, counts for something. But, yeah, I'm not going to say any, I didn't really write resolutions, the goals, you know, goals that I've written down, you know, these goals are something that are going to benefit me long time, you know, I think resolutions are kind of like short term in a way. People are like, oh, I'm going to work out for 30 days, you know, it's little things like that. And I'm just like, the goals that I have set are, you know, long term goals that are going to, you know, benefit me in my minds in the future. So my head is really in the game, you know. I made a few promises to myself, wrote some letters to myself, to God, to my future significant other. So I'm just really all about growth this year, just execution, accomplishment, just being consistent, persistent, just really showing up for myself, showing up for Jariah, you know, just really tapping more into myself, knowing, you know, trying to figure out who I am, you know, what my purpose is. And that's what it's all about. I created my vision board. I'm definitely going to add more to it. I just got to get some magazines from the store to add more to it. Because the ones I do have, I did print out the pictures. But I'm like, I don't want to waste any ink. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, do it the old-fashioned way and cut out the magazines. I think it's fun doing that. I know a lot of people are into, like, the digital one. But I don't really think as much, you know, is as fun as, like, really, you know, taking a time out, cutting things, gluing them on the vision board. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to keep adding more. I'm just excited to see where this year is going to take me and everybody else, you know. Well, just me, because I'm just focused on me. But, you know, I'm just kind of excited. Like, that's all I can say right now. That's all I can say. But what I really want to say in this episode is, you know, make sure you guys are really setting your intentions. Make sure that your intentions are positive intentions. Make sure you get really specific about what you want to accomplish. You know, once you set your intentions, get to it. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's going to be hard. There may be a few bumps in the road, but keep going. Just keep going. And I have wrote a reminder down to myself on my whiteboard. I said, never lose focus of your vision, even if it takes you on another route or another direction. You know, just never lose sight of it, you know, because our intended direction sometimes isn't the direction that God has for us, you know. We get rerouted for a reason, you know. And that is something that is going to stick with me for a very long time, you know. You know, one thing that 2020 did teach me is don't lose sight of your vision. Like, trust me, like, I told you guys this last episode, like, in 2019, I was at my lowest, Didn't know what 2020 was going to bring, but I kept going. I kept reminding myself, like, Jariah, you can't give up. You know what I'm saying? You can't, because it's not going to benefit you. So keep going. If it's something that you want, you know, pray on it. You know, pray on it, talk to God about it, and then get to it. You know what I'm saying? And believe and have faith and envision it, you know, that it is yours, that it is going to happen. And you know, the power of the tongue, the power of the thought is very, very, very powerful. And I always use my story as just one of my testimonies. Like, anybody who knows me, who's been around me, you know, that went through that situation that I went through, you know, can tell you, like, you know, she was ready to give up. You know, I was ready to give up, but I didn't. I started a whole podcast that people love now. I started a whole podcast that now that I'm helping people. Like, this was, like I said, this podcast was just like a journal, honestly, to capture my journey on, you know, just to capture my journey on my process, you know, seeing where I was going to be in that, you know, the next few months or year or so. And I've really grown for that situation. And I don't regret anything. You know, of course, there's I wish I made smarter decisions, but hey, we all learn. We all make mistakes. And, you know, I think that, you know, with these lessons, you know, I'm thankful for my lessons because it teaches me to move smarter, to think a little wiser, you know what I'm saying? Not to be so quick to, you know, to move, be a little more patient. And just trusting in yourself and, you know, just weighing out the pros and cons, you know, when taking these calculated risks. So, and like I said, it just grew me as a person because I connected with so many people during that low time. And now into, you know, through 2020, you know, I've connected, you know, made stronger connections, bonds with other people, you know, and even 2021, I'm you know, God is just only going to connect me with the right people that are going to open, you know, doors for me. So, I'm just thankful for it all, you know, and nothing scares me anymore. Like, facing my fears, like, anything that I go through, you shouldn't be scared of any type of bump in the roads or anything like that. And you shouldn't be scared because, like I said, there's always a way over it. There's always a way around it, you know. And sometimes things don't really happen in our time. And I told you guys this last episode, timing is everything, you know. You know, it's kind of like, what if that thing that you wanted happened at the wrong time, you know? Certain things aren't just supposed to happen for a reason, at that time for a reason. So that's why I say patience. Patience is very, very important. That's why I meditate a lot. I meditate because patience is something that I used to struggle with. I'm way better at it now than I was before. But patience is definitely, definitely something that I'm starting to master. Because I know in the back of my head that whatever I want, it's mine. It's just all about timing, you know? I know that it's not going to happen on my time, but it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And when it does happen, it's going to be at the right moment. Right moment. So it's like, don't you worry, you know? Even though things are stagnant, things take time to prepare, you know? Just like food and all that other stuff. It takes time to prepare. Just like I mentioned, like the Amazon, like the packaging, like when you're ordering stuff, it has to go through preparations. I'm thirsty right now and I don't have a bottle of water, so excuse me. My mouth is like super dry, but things have to go through a preparation process before it gets to you. And yeah, patience is definitely something that I'm starting to master, and I love it. I love it. I'm just like, because, like, things, like, I'm getting good at manifestation because it's just like, yo, I know these are going to happen. So, like, shit just starts popping up. I'm like, dang. I'm like, this is really easy when you're calm. When you're calm and just, you just know, like, it's just, you just feel like a magnet. You just feel like a magnet. But, and also having faith, too. Having faith in yourself and in your vision. Just seeing it, even if it hasn't executed yet. But just knowing that, damn, I'm going to be touching a million by the end of the year, you know? Stuff like that, you know? Just knowing, you know? And I know this year I definitely set some realistic goals. Definitely set some realistic and adjustable goals for myself. I just know I'm going to accomplish them. So that's why I'm just so, like, I'm happy. Like, right now as I'm saying it, I have this tingly feeling because I just know that I'm about to knock these goals out the park this year, period. Like, within the first 6 months, I'm knocking these goals out the park. So I just hope that you guys have the same energy that I have this year. And don't give up. Please don't give up. Like I said, shit is going to get hard. You know, things aren't always going to be easy. And I think these hard times build character. These hard times, they build character. You know, this is your testing ground. You know, this is the universe testing you. Going to see if you're going to fold or not. You know, to see if you're going to be able to push through it. And you got to push through it. You got to push through it. You know, this is what you wanted. You know, this is exactly what you wanted. And these are the steps. Everything has steps, instructions. These are the steps that you have to take in order to get to where you need to be. It may not be the steps that you initially wrote down, but this is what God has planned for you, you know? And then, and you guys all know this, like, after every storm, there is a rainbow. There is light, you know? Some may take longer than others, and that's okay. You know, that's why you have to write down more than one goal. You know, don't just focus your energy on just one goal, you know, because then you're going to upset yourself. You're going to set yourself up for disappointment. But like, okay, cool, while that's cooking up, let's go to the next and knock that one out. You know what I'm saying? And if that one's taking a little minute, okay, so set those to the side and see what else you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. That's just what I do now. Like, I don't focus, you know. It's like I set the attention, cool, you know, putting the work behind it while that's cooking up. I'm doing something else, you know what I'm saying? At least do, because I always tell people, like, you got to master one thing before you go to another. Like, what I mean is, like, what can I say? What can I use as an example? Like, for instance, like me, like, I own a candle business. You know, if my sales aren't jumping this month or whatever, that's fine. I'm still pushing, promoting, whatever, cool. You know, it's going to come. And I have a podcast that I do, so I'm going to focus on, you know, my podcast. You know, just focus on upping my content with my podcast, you know, my listeners, this, that, and third. You know, cool. You know, and as I'm waiting for, you know, the podcast to, you know, the viewers and stuff to go up. You know, if that's going to take a little bit, cool, that's fine. Then I'm on to the, you know, another niche of mine that I do, you know? So that's what I mean by that. You know, I feel like you can, I know I said that, you know, focusing on one goal is important, but I feel like if you have that balance, you can juggle 2-3 goals at a time. You know, if you have that balance, you know, if your sales were already booming and things seem stagnant, or even with the podcast, my podcast, like, you know, I do got my viewers, my audience and stuff like that. Like, that's exactly what I mean. If everything is balanced in whatever niche you're doing, then, you know, it's okay to focus on those, you know, a few things at a time, you know, if you can. But if you're just starting out, master one thing, boom, go to another, boom. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that didn't confuse anybody. But my podcast is doing very well, especially this last episode. Like, I didn't even promote it like I usually promote my podcast. And the views are just coming in. I'm just like, oh, snap. I'm like, I don't even really, of course I'm still keep promoting my podcast, but like the viewers, people are naturally just listening, you know, so I don't have to keep pushing like I did earlier when I was first starting out, dying to get at least 2-3 plays, not dying, but, you know, just waiting to get 2-3 plays and stuff like that. So it's just amazing how far I came. I always look back on my tough time, on my low points. You know, those moments don't last forever. Everything is temporary. Like I said, giving up was definitely not an option. I had no other choice but to work my ass off and just keep believing. You know, the universe is always sending you signs, you know, through people, songs, whatever, and, you know, you just have to keep going. Gotta keep going. Don't lose sight of it. Be patient. Challenging. These times are challenging, and I think they, like I said, they're testing grounds, so you're always gonna be tested, good or bad. Even when you made it in life, you know, you're at a new level in life, so now you're gonna have a new level of problems or challenges that you gotta face. So it's just like, don't think just because somebody has made it or problems are done or there's no challenges. There's always challenges whenever you reach a new level, new heights in life. So, but this is all I have for today's episode. I just want to put that message out there. You know, I'm feeling really good. I think I'm going to start a book club, low-key. Like, I really think I want to start a book club because I read at least 4 books last year. The year before that, 5. This year, I already just started one. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Pretty sure you guys heard of it. I just read the first chapter. I might knock out at least 2 or 3 more today. My head has really just been in the books, honestly. You learn so much by reading. Like, I read a lot of self-help books. They're really helpful for me. And I've seen a lot of growth within myself since I've been reading these books and, you know, implementing certain things into my life since reading these books. So, yeah, I definitely want to do like a little book discussion probably at the end of the podcast, letting you guys know exactly, you know, how I felt about the book, you know, give my reviews, my point of views, and recommendations as well. I think I'm definitely going to do that at the end of the podcast episodes. I don't know. We'll see, though. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Listen, you guys enjoy your new year. And I will see you guys next episode. You know the problem is you seeming too invested in it. You getting hung up. What's up? Why you questioning it? You looking like this talking turning you on. Way I'm fucking you up like you love it. I'm up on my every tip that you heard something about it. Fire pit, you keep dancing around me. So the dick put a cop.